Yes.
Hi, David. I'm curious about the Vital Tea. If you tested it for the herbs that they make it from or after it was brewed into a tea, and does it have any difference in concentration of the iridium and rhodium?
Well, that was one of the very first natural products we analyzed, because Don Duke was actually making it for himself. And I said, well, then let's apply this technology and we'll do quantitative analysis, find out what's in it. And so if you read the SEAC literature about SEAC tea, there's four herbs in it. Two are body cleansers and two are the cancer cures. When we analyzed the two body cleansers, they have no rhodium iridium. We analyzed the two of the cancer cures, they were loaded with rhodium iridium. And so it's the sheep's sorrel and the slippery elm bark that are high in rhodium iridium. And then when you chop it correctly and dice it per the instructions and then boil it with water, about 87% of the rhodium iridium extracts into the aqueous phase. Actually becomes the tea. And so, we began with that, and then the knowledge from that, then we found that there were other herbs that could be added that supplement the rhodium iridium. And so we're up now to about double the amount of the original SEAC. We also find that there is a real difference on how you prepare the herbs, how long you boil them, and then you filter it through the right porosity cloth so that all of the brown sludge goes through, because that contains the rhodium iridium.
Now, there was watercress in the Vitality.
Yes.
And that, your primary, it grows in water. So is it pulling the elements out of the water, and it has such a high concentration because it has a lot of rich, mineral-rich water, just growing in, or do you...
I don't know. I've never gone through that cycle to see where it gets it from.
Would you happen to know if the source of the watercress that they... Have you tested watercress from a variety of sources to determine whether certain ones are more potent than others, or just the stuff that's...
I don't know about the watercress and even the other herb, because he has added those since he's been making it, and I haven't got into it. But if you want to call him, ask him. I'm sure he could tell you.
Thanks very much.
Okay. I will point out that...